The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and it is such a distinct honor and privilege for me to welcome absolutely one of my favorite guests of the program, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Senior Pastor of the historic First Baptist Church in Dallas and a host of his daily radio program, Pathway to Victory, which, by the way, airs at 11:30 a.m. right here on WRFD. Dr. Jeffress, welcome.
Great to be back with you, Bob.
Thanks. Are you feeling better? You were, I understand
you... I lost my voice last week.
Were people praying about that?
I was. I think some other church members were hoping I might take a little longer off. I don't know.
Well, I sent a message to your publicist just to get you a good sopapilla, and you'd be better.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You have a brand new book out, Courageous, and I am so impressed with it. I want to talk about that, but first, I want to ask you a strange question. You've gotten to know me well enough to, I guess, expect strange questions. But I really want to hear your thought on this. You followed a legend, W.A. Criswell, who was one of my all-time heroes. Now, there are a couple people in between Dr. Criswell and you. First Baptist Church is a legendary church. But Dr. Jeffress, I could sit here and start naming off the pastors who have followed a legend and the legendary churches after that legend passed away, and one after another have declined to only a shadow of their former self. In fact, I know of two very large churches that just recently were forced to sell their buildings. First Baptist Dallas has grown and expanded under your leadership. You have bucked the trend. What do you attribute that to?
You know, the Wall Street Journal had an interesting op-ed a couple of weeks ago. I was on television talking about it several times on Fox, called American Churches Are Dying, Thank God. And the gist was, why is it that mainline churches or older churches are dying and the newer, younger churches are thriving? And, you know, the fact is, every church, like every organization, either it has to change or it dies. Just as true of any organization, Bob. The key for a church is knowing what to change and what not to change. And, you know, mainline churches, many of them liberal, they're trying to change their message to fit the culture, but they refuse to change their methods. That's a prescription for death. You know, churches like First Baptist Dallas that God is blessing and he's the one doing it are churches that refuse to change their message. It's the eternal word of God, but they are willing to change their methods and employ new ways to reach people in a changing culture. You know, just one example. I mean, we are making more use of the Internet. We created an interactive church where people can worship with us and send prayer requests and chat with people. Is that the optimum way to worship? Of course not. But for some people, it's the only way they're going to worship. And I think we've got one of the largest in America. Yesterday we had, or Sunday, 77,000 people joining with us live to worship with us that way. So you've got to be willing to employ new methods, but the key is don't change the message. The message is the unchanging truth of God's word.
Well, and I also have to believe that just the hand of God is upon your leadership, Dr. Jeffress, and you have refused to compromise your message. And your book is Courageous. You have been courageous, standing against the trends in our culture and our society, and I thank you for that, sincerely.
Well, you're kind. I will agree with you on one thing. It's God is the one who has blessed First Baptist Dallas. He's done it in spite of the pastor, not because of him.
All right, you have a new book, and I know they're incredibly hard work. Why your new book, Courageous?
Bob, I've written 26 books. I think this is the most timely book and the boldest book I've ever written. And I think every listener right now can identify with the fact that it is getting increasingly hard to live out our Christian faith in today's culture. And the reason, really, I think C.S. Lewis identified it best when he described this world as enemy-occupied territory. I mean, if you're a Christian living in this world, that's the world you're in, enemy-occupied territory. And we're facing incoming from every direction. We have a culture that attacks us from without, a culture that's increasingly opposed to the things of God's Word, not to mention just normal-day attacks, whether it's the coronavirus or a deadly tornado in Nashville. We have things coming from the external that are attacking us. We have internal struggles we deal with. We still carry around at least the residue of a sin nature that's opposed to the things of God. And if those things weren't enough, we have attacks coming from below. The adversary, Satan, who is hell-bent on destroying everything important to us. And what I've done in this book, Courageous, is to use the same survival tactics that survivalists say we need to employ if we're in a plane crash or an avalanche or an earthquake. Things like don't panic, remember your training, do the next right thing. And I've used those survival tactics to show how we can stand firm in our faith, not just survive, but thrive in spite of the attacks we're having from all directions.
Well, and some of the stories you share are just incredible. In survival tactic number 6, Bend, Don't Break, you begin that chapter by telling the story of Salvador Alvarenga, which is one of the most incredible survivor stories ever. This guy who survived in a small shift for, what was it, 13 months out in the middle of the ocean?
It was an incredible story. And actually, every one of these survival tips, I start with a real life story that illustrates that principle before I go into the biblical way that we can apply that as well. And, you know, that's an interesting concept, bend but don't break. I first had it introduced to me when I was a little boy. And my dad worked for the airlines, and on one of the first airplane trips he took me, I'll never forget, is one of those old Boeing 707 jetliners. And we were going through a thunderstorm, and I looked out the window and noticed that wing was flapping up and down. I thought it was about to come off. It was going to break. And my dad explained to me the principle of elasticity. He said, you know, if that wing were rigid, it indeed would break off, but it had to have some flexibility in it. And, you know, as Christians involved in a culture that is opposed to God, we've got to learn, Bob, how to pick our battles. We as Christians can't make every issue a federal case. And I just, you know, encourage people to stand firm when their conviction is based on the Word of God. But if it's a conviction that is based on personal preference, you've got to learn to bend a little bit. And Daniel's a great illustration. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar ordered him to do something that would violate God's Word, he didn't remain rigid and say, you filthy heathen king, why would I listen to you? Instead, he came up with an alternative that would allow him to keep his conscience intact and attain the king's goals as well. And I'm just saying, in a hostile culture, we've got to pick our battles carefully.
The book is Courageous. The author, Dr. Robert Jeffress. We must take our first break, and then we will be back. Get the book. It is a Baker book. Dr. Robert Jeffress, the title, Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. Folks, you need this book. Get it. We'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And we continue our discussion with Dr. Robert Jeffress, author of a brand new book, and I mean brand new, Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. Dr. Jeffress, one of my favorite chapters is, you call it survival tip number 4, develop a victor, not a victim mindset. And you certainly don't lay down a name it and claim it theology, but you do deal with the importance of attitude in being a victor in the world that we live in. Could you expand on that?
Sure. You know, Chuck Swindoll has a great saying. He says, the older I get, the more I realize that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to what happens to you.
Yeah.
And that's so true. You know, survivalists tell us, if you get in a plane crash or some threatening situation, if you think you're not going to make it out, guess what? You probably aren't going to make it out. As the Bible says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. This isn't positive thinking mumbo jumbo. We're to have that victor's mindset, and we can as Christians. As Paul said, if God is for us, who can be against us? And a great illustration of that in the Bible that I talk about in my book, Courageous, is Joseph. I mean, Bob, think about all the bad things that happened to Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers, accused of rape falsely by his boss's wife, thrown into prison, forgotten by his friends. I mean, Joseph could have been in therapy the rest of his life if he had wanted to. And yet, when he saw his brothers, when he was reunited with them, when he had the power to exact revenge, remember his words, he said to them, and as for you, you meant it for evil, but God used it for good. Joseph believed in a God who was bigger than his brothers, bigger than his circumstances. He was a God who could take the worst things that happened to Joseph and use them for Joseph's good and for God's glory. And that's really the key to a victor's mindset, to have in your heart and mind a God who can cause all things to work together for good.
Well, I think one of the strong points in the book is it's filled with scripture, biblical stories, biblical principles, and to be honest, if it wasn't, I wouldn't be talking to you. But you also fill it with these incredible stories like Ernest Shackleton, who put, I love this, he put an advertisement in the London Times, men wanted for hazardous journey to South Pole, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success. And he had more than 5,000 applicants because of his attitude.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, Bob. My friend, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, read the manuscript, and he said, you know, I have taught Marines these same survival skills for decades. Wow. It never occurred to me that you could use these very same principles for victory in the Christian life. And I just think there's never been a time that it's more urgent for Christians not to shrink back in fear, but to live out their faith courageously, and not just survive, but as the subtitle says, we can thrive. You know, Jesus said, he was very honest in John 16:33. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But he didn't stop there. He said, but take courage, for I have overcome the world.
Well, Oliver North does recommend the book. Someone else that recommends it highly is a common friend of both of us, Johnny Erickson Tata.
Yes.
And she gives your book a double thumbs up, and that comes from one of the most courageous individuals that I've ever known.
Absolutely. Unbelievable faith.
In going through your book, it's wonderful, and most of the things I was saying, yeah. But the one that – one of the strategies is to take inventory. And I'll be really honest, I had never thought of that as a strategy for survival. What do you mean by taking inventory?
Well, I mean, consider the available resources you have to meet the challenge you're in right now. And I tell the true story of Apollo 13. Everybody remembers the Ron Howard movie. You know, they didn't have the right air filter to take out the carbon dioxide. Of course, out there in space, all they could do is use what they had on hand, a bungee cord, a couple of plastic bags, some old socks, and they rigged one of these filters. Well, in this world, we can only use the resources God has given us. The good news is he's given us more than a couple of bags and a bungee cord. He's given us two invaluable resources. One, the armor of God. And I talk about Ephesians 6, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and so forth. But there's a second resource, Bob, we don't think often about, and that is the people of God. Mm-hmm. God never intended for us to try to face these challenges in life on our own. God has given us a church, a group of Christians we need to join together with who will help us meet these challenges in life. Solomon said two are better than one, and a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And I've seen as a pastor for 40 years, Satan's favorite strategy is to isolate Christians from other Christians and then attack them. And we can't allow him to do that.
Again, the book is Courageous. The author, Dr. Robert Jeffress, my guest. And please don't forget, Pathway to Victory, that airs every day here on WRFD at 11:30 a.m. and then is rebroadcast at 11:30 p.m. As you get to the end of your book, number 9, next to the last, strategy for survival, help others. That also, I felt, was a unique strategy for survival, helping others. How does that help us survive?
Well, the fact is, I mean, real heroes are people who not just only survive themselves, but they help others get through a crisis as well. And, Bob, I would just remind everybody that our most important group of people that we can help, our own children and our grandchildren, they're our greatest legacy of faith. And, you know, one reason I wrote this book, Courageous, was to help Christians prepare for what I believe is going to be a coming intensified attack on our faith. I mean, we all enjoy the respite we're in right now, but when the left regains control, not if, when they regain control, I think the attacks against Christians are going to be unprecedented.
Yeah.
And we better get ready for it. And we better prepare our children for it. Right now, they're growing up in a culture much more hostile to Christian faith than ours was. And so that's why I've written this book, Courageous, to help parents help their children and grandchildren prepare to fight those battles.
Well, I always ask you this at the end of the interview when I'm talking about a book. When someone picks up Courageous, reads it, lays it down, what is the take home? What is it that you want people to take home with them when they finish your book, Courageous?
You know, I think the essence of being courageous, and we go through all the verses that tell us to take courage and be courageous, the essence of being courageous is obeying God regardless of the circumstances. You're going to pay a price sometimes to be courageous, but it's only a temporary price. You know, Jesus said, don't fear those who can only kill the body. I mean, that's the worst thing somebody can do to you is kill you. Don't fear the ones who can only kill the body, but instead fear the one who is able to destroy the body and the soul. And that's God. We live our lives for an audience of one, and that's the essence of living courageously.
Well, the book is Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. The author, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Dr. Jeffress, it just always is a privilege to have you on the program. And I know you're unbelievably busy, and I always appreciate the time that you take for us.
Oh, it's always a highlight, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right, God bless you. Bobberty Live will continue.